Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable. You will believe. The spirit versus the soul. What's the difference and why do you need to know? For my mediums out there, it's super important. The spirit versus the soul. What's the difference and why do you need to know? If you are wanting to connect to spirit, to loved ones in spirit. So, wow. Okay. I was raised Catholic and looking back at Sunday service, I don't know about for you all, y'all listeners out there, but if you were raised Christian and if you went to Sunday service, there wasn't a lot of talk about the spirit, soul, how they were connected, how to tap into that, why it was important. It just didn't exist, right? Now, separate these two, the spirit and the soul, and there was a ton of talk. Like, as a Catholic, I would always hear, you've got to repent, go to confession, take your catechism classes, receive communion, save your soul from hell, release your sins. And there was talk of the spirit, and, you know, that really goes back to Jesus, doesn't it? He would talk a lot about the spirit. I leave you with the spirit. It's your connection. It is within. Your connection is within to the divine. And boy, did he have it right. But the spirit and the soul are very, very different. And it's super important to understand how they're connected, how to work with them, especially when you go to connect with loved ones in spirit or the divine. So definition number one, the soul. The soul is you, your individual energetic body consciousness that has lived for eons, that's here in this lifetime, having a go at it, me as Jennifer. And then when my body dies, my soul body will go on, the consciousness of Jennifer and all the lives I've lived, wherever I was before I came to Earth, will go on to go on wherever I want. And I will be Jennifer in that soul body and everything else that my soul has experienced in that individual consciousness. And definition number two, the spirit is very different. So the question I asked my year one students, class one, year one, soul spirit blend. That's the title of the class. And that's what this lecture is a part of this class. The question I ask them is, what gives the soul life? And the answer is definition number two, the spirit. The spirit is your life force. It's your energizer battery. It is what gives your soul life. And not only does it give you life, it also is your rod, energetic thread, connection to everything alive around you in the seen world and the unseen world. That divine life force, God source, Holy Spirit inside of you is your battery that keeps your energetic soul body going, but it's also your connection to everything alive, seen and unseen. And so the picture I like to share with students is, you know, imagine your soul being a physical body, but the veins and the heart and the blood that pumps through it is spirit. It is your life force. But it connects you, those veins run outside your energetic body and connects you to everything all the time that is alive. And it's like this energetic grid, right? That we're all plugged into, the spirit is. And I feel like it's very important for, I feel like people don't understand how natural it is for us to connect into this. This energetic life force grid, the spirit, God, whatever you call it. But it's so natural. In fact, it's our most natural way of being. The physical body is unnatural. Your soul and spirit is natural. And the soul and spirit go hand in hand. One's your body, the other is the life force in it. You're here to connect in to not only this soul spirit aspect of yourself, but also your physical body. You're meant to use both of them. You're here to learn that balance. And that's what a lot of people, I think, don't understand. You know, we certainly don't learn it in Christianity, but we don't understand that it's all inherent inside of us with our energetic makeup, the ability to connect to the divine. But it's there inside of us at any time of the day we want. Now, when I say connect into the spirit divine inside of you, that is your doorway into connecting into spirit divine around you, which is dun dun dun, where your loved ones are. So if you listen to my last episode, I said, you know, I wish I could erase the word medium because we're all mediums. Well, here's my explanation as to why. Is we all have a soul and we all have the spirit force inside of us, and that connects us to spirit around us, which is where our loved ones are. So we all do it at a soul level. Our conscious mind doesn't know it, but we're all connecting into spirit all the time, I believe. But if your mind wants to try and do it, you can. It's nothing, you know, connecting to loved ones in spirit is nothing that is, it's nothing that only a few of us get to do. How terrible would that be? You mean to tell me that some are anointed and gifted when others can't? Some can only talk to loved ones in spirit, but most can't here on earth? Absolutely not. We all do it. We all can do this because we all possess the inherent capability that is our right to connect to spirit. It's our compass here. It's how we navigate, and we're here to tap into that. And so when you want to try to connect to your loved ones in spirit, you work with the power of the spirit and soul together and the conscious mind in collaboration with your awareness, your intent, your stillness, your focus to blend with spirit. See, the physical body and the soul body, spirit, work together to blend with spirit and talk to your loved ones. And, you know, I learned the difference of the spirit and the soul probably during my first year of study under my late mentor, Mavis Patilla. She was phenomenal. It blew my mind when she told me about the spirit and the soul difference and how a good medium knows how to work their power. You know, because my first thought was, why didn't the priest talk about this in Catholicism when I was being raised? Maybe not necessarily about the mediumship part and connecting with, you know, loved ones in spirit, but hey, that soul and spirit are this amazing thing inside of me, and it can recharge me through meditation. It can revitalize me. I can have peace and love connecting into the divine inside of me. It's not talked about. And isn't that a shame? So the purpose of this episode is to get you to understand what is the soul, what is the spirit, how they're connected, and why they're so important for, you know, my mediums working out there. We're all mediums. I call you a medium when you're trying to connect. That's when you officially, I feel, can take that label. But we all have the abilities. You're a medium when you decide to start using them. The senses of the soul, the spirit, the blend, the expansion out. And isn't that amazing that we all can do it? Wow. Give it a try. See what you think. Be still, sit, go within. Imagine this amazing light of divineness inside of you, expanding up and out, blending with your soul. And as it expands out into the room, you're there. It really is that simple. Don't let these mediums or people out there tell you you can't do it. It's just not your gift. You can. and I hope you try.